Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1832. The BFO for Sunday, the 1st of February, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're starting year number 8 at the BFO with crowning the number one fan. Yes, we buddy. Hello, Glovies. Hi. Hi, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the superb owl. Y'all, of course, New England, as I'm recording this, New England is winning 7-0. And y'all, there's only two commercials I've really enjoyed. The Snickers Brady Bunch commercial and the Doritos where the guys are trying to keep people out of the middle seat and the woman with the baby shows up. And oh, y'all just go over there. I'll take care of this. It's no problem. Hello.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Toppy Smelly. I just wanted to be the first to call up and wish...
Insert name here.
Congratulations on being the new number one listener of Big Fatty Online. Yay!
Insert name here.
Go, you rock. Yay! All right, thanks, Big Fatty. Gotta go. Bye.
Big Fatty, he's premature.
Y'all, I've got lots of entries to read to you, and y'all, I don't have a whole lot of time, so we're just going to get right to it. Going to do it real fast. Hendrick says, I'd like to submit my name into the bag for your number one fan for 2015 extravaganza, as I have beautiful hands and puppeteer in your honor. Y'all, the Faye Driver says, I'd like to apply for the above-noted position. Please consider the following for my application. Last week, you compared yourself to the Santa Claus on the Miracle of 34th Street because your P.O. box mail was delivered to you despite being improperly addressed. However, I submit that you are more like the first Santa in that movie who was unable to perform his duties because he was completely blotto from being overserved. Y'all, Big Ricky says, never ever have I been the number one fan, nor do I want to be. I just want to beat everybody else at the game, Big Fatty. Drum Major Kev says, New Year's Eve, open invitation, that is all. Y'all, Brian out there in the Denver says, I'd like to be considered for the number one fan contest. Anyone that could still listen to all 1,829 episodes and still need it every morning. Big Fatty. Joey Bukaki, I'd like to submit myself for the consideration for the number one fan of the BFO. Considering the Fat One's advanced age, one never knows when the DI Plus death phone will be calling him and someone will be needed to take the reins of the BFO and make sure it completes its mission of 3,000 episodes. I believe I can be that man. Y'all, Brian and Danbury. says, "Ode to the endless gin and tonic. Never again shall your glass be empty." Y'all, R.T. Cruiser says, "I'd like to be the number one fan just because." Nessa says, "It's time for me to win. Every year I enter, every year I cry. I don't want to cry anymore. No more Kleenexes. Love you." Y'all, the number one fan. Bill in St. Louis says, "I listen every day on the way to work and want to be the number one fan of the show." Big fatty. Y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy says, "I deserve to be the number one fan for 2015 because I never miss an episode and I recruited a new listener." Y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal says, "Dear Big Fatty, Poodle, Squeaky Kitty, and Squeaky Gentleman Caller, I'd like to be the number one fan because the BFO downloads in 2 seconds with our new Verizon FIOS service. However, it still takes 20 minutes to listen." Big Fatty, what is that? I have no idea. Y'all, Brother Sinatus, "I should be Big Fatty's number one fan because at my age, if it doesn't happen sooner, there's very little later." Fatty. Trucker Alex says, "No particular reason. It's just the right proper thing for you to do for the retarded. Anyone listening to this show since the very first Boopa Soul has got to be tarded." Gus Chad says, "Your show is the only show I can count on and make my day. Being the number one fan of the BFO would be at least one good thing for 2015 if I'm so lucky to be chosen." Y'all, Dr. Stone says, "If I were to win, I'd use my authority to ensure a gentleman caller in every bed and a home pooper in every pot. 54-40 or fight." Big Fatty. Ron, Haunt Cub's husband, says, "I would like to enter my name in the race for the number one fan of the BFO, largely because it will lessen the chances of Kathy Bacon winning. LOL, LOL, LOL." Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. "And I will win. If I win, it'll piss off my hubby, Haunt Cub." Y'all, Ed from It's All About Med says, "I'm submitting my name to your number one fan of 2015. Since I don't care who wins the Super Bowl, this number one fan is the only game in town, and I feel like I'm the better team of all. Love you crazy." Y'all, our next one comes from the mysterious Crone Haven. She says, "Oh dear, Big Fatty, I have a smartphone that gives me the messages every morning telling me important stuff like the time and temperature and how long it will take me to get to work. I've never requested this info. It just gives it to me, unasked. Well, this morning, my smartphone told me the time and temperature and that Big Fatty episode 1829 was available. I don't use my smartphone to listen to the BFO, so I was surprised to get this message. And so I want to be the number one fan because my smartphone thinks I'm already the number one fan." Y'all, the Laughing Buddha says, "I want to be the number one fan because being the official spam ambassador just is not enough. Vote Bacon." Blind Guy Jay says, "I'd like to be the number one fan of the 2015 because I'm needy." Big Fatty, Peter G, "Big Fatty, I should be your number one fan because it's my motherfucking turn, goddammit. You got a nice podcast here. Be a shame if anything were to happen to it." Big Fatty, Guru Nudie in Tampa says, "Folks can vote Bacon all they want, but I hope Big Fatty pulls my name from the colostomy bag." Y'all, Brian from the J-Pan Mexico says, "Please accept my entry to the 2015 number one fan contest because as the number one fan, I would always vote Bacon. Please keep warm and make sure Poodle is tucked in on a cold winter night." Y'all, George in Atlanta says, "I would like to be considered for the number one fan of the BFO because I personally believe that the U.S. Americans are so unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like such as, and I believe, and they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future." Future number one fan. Big Fatty. Michael Perry up there in the Squamish Northern Mexico, "Please enter my name in the colostomy bag for the number one fan contest because I adore you. Hi, Squeaky Kitty." "Hi, Squeaky Gentleman Caller." "Hi, Poodle." "Hi." Hi. Y'all, Gary Bearden out there in Phoenix. Big Fatty, I think he moved. Says, I want to be the number one fan because a day without the fat one is like a day without underpants. That Joey Bukkake has sent in an entry for Wendy Cameron, the naughty nanny. It says Wendy's internet is out and she has a piece of shit go phone. So she is sitting here and asked me to submit her entry. Wendy wants to be the number one fan because she just loves Big Fatty and Poodle War, Big Fatty. Tim, terminally single Tim, says, I want to be the number one fan because of cake, gentlemen cola, good days, Vegas, more cake, more gentlemen colas, gin and tonic, enough said. Aunt out there in San Francisco, so nice and enjoys throwing my ticket into the number one fan for 2015. You can't win if you don't play. Y'all, Stevie B, who sings the Bulgarian national anthem for us, I should be the number one fan because after a Tangeray and tonic, I'll tell anybody they're missing out if they don't listen to the BFO. Kingsley says, I've waited all year long for my fandom to take my fandom to the next level. Now there's nowhere to go but up for the number two fan. Thanks for everything. Liam, Kirani Umbra, this is my entry to the number one fan. How cool would it be to be the number one fan if the number one fan for 2015 was an Aussie? Y'all, Seda69 says, please enter me in the contest. I'm bound not to win. Big Fatty. Y'all, Mr. Green Jeans says, this is Mr. Green Jeans. I'm ready to accept my award for the number one fan of the Big Fatty Online. Can't wait to hear the winner. Is Mr. Green Jeans. Y'all, the Robs say, if we're selected, the fat one gets a twofer. Both Robs for the price of one. Now that's a coupon deal you can't pass up. Y'all, Calvin from Howdy Do Pancake says, please consider this an entry to the number one fan contest and a vote for Miss Bacon. Hugs, Calvin. Y'all, that Adam Byrne says, I want to be the number one fan just to spite Kathy Bacon. Love the little show. Y'all, Tom from up there in the Chicago says, I want to be the number one fan because I'd be loyal. And y'all, our final entry came in from Miss Bacon. Believe it or not, it says, hey, Berg, fart, pants, Big Fatty, and cake-loving Poodle McNoodle, and squeaky kitty, and squeaky gentleman caller in the Fat Cave, vote Bacon. Big Fatty, oh, and it says, please do not read this on the little show. Big Fatty, you read it! And y'all, then we had a late entry, which we'll have to disqualify. And y'all, it came, unfortunately, we'll have to disqualify it, because it came in from, yes, Big Fatty, Casey in Denver, and it says, hello, Big Farty. This is Kathy Bacon, and I want to be considered the number one fan of the 2015 Boopa Soul. By the way, I'm listening to 1831, where you say, have this in by 5 p.m. Eastern today, so I made it on time, right? No! No, Big Freddy! Oh, dear Cassie, Big Fatty, it's time to get started. Oh, y'all, the dignitaries are beginning to come in now here for the announcement of the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. Big Fatty, it's so exciting. It really is, and we've got all the former number one fans of the BFO. There's Bill in St. Louis, the number one fan. There's Moose P, Joe in Dallas, Gavin, the Gravitas, and y'all, here comes the number two fan. There's Kingsley from 2014, and the number three fan, there's Mr. Tim Kumal, and here comes Hat M.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Oh, Big Fatty, he's going to make his speech.
As this year is over as the representative of the Kingdom of Bacon, it was a privilege and fun to serve Big Fatty on his mission to fart around the world. Though not many approved a Mexican being the number one fan of the BFO, history will show again that they were on the wrong side and that my job was So I thank Big Fatty, Kathy Bacon, Kim Beaver, Spotty Mean Fatty, my fans, the listeners, and the slaves for helping me out on this world tour. Being a number one fan of the BFO is a big job with a huge responsibility. I wish my sucker good luck and patience, because if you don't vote for Miss Bacon, Vote Bacon, she's going to make your job very difficult and call pretending it's you. So be brave, have fun, and eat bacon. Spread a lot of it because the world needs world peace. The bacon is dead. Vive le bacon!
Big Fatty, that was just moving, but did he say sex sucker?
I think he did. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we can wait no longer. We will wait no longer.
Big Fatty, we all have bated breath, and no, we didn't have sushi.
Okay, I have gone through, and I have verified that everyone who entered the number one fan contest has a evenly sized piece of paper in the colostomy bag.
Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. It sounds like a coupon.
And all the results are being verified by the accounting firm of Poodle and Squeakies.
Yes, Big Fatty, they're very competent in their field.
And y'all, what I'm gonna do? By the way, we had 53 entries into the number one fan contest this year. Y'all, I don't know if that's a record, but it's certainly a lovely number. What I'm going to do is
Big Fatty, you're going to rifle your fingers through the slips of paper evenly cut in the colostomy bag, and you're going to remove the first entry, and that'll be the number one fan, and then the second entry will be the number two fan, and then the third entry will be the number three fan, and then you'll read them in reverse order. It's true, and I do it that way so that everybody has an even chance of being the number one fan. So, y'all, I am Poodle. You ready for me to rifle my fingers?
Yes, Big Fatty, get to it. All right, y'all, I am now reaching into the colostomy bag.
Big Fatty, why do you have to use a colostomy bag?
Well, that's just it's what's around. Y'all, I'm reaching in, and I'm pulling out the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, and that name is sitting right there. I haven't seen it yet, y'all. They're all folded up.
Yes, Big Fatty, we can't see them yet.
And then now I'm going to rifle through, and I'm pulling out the number two fan of the BFO for 2015, and now I'm going to reach in and pull out the number three fan of the BFO for 2015.
Big Fatty, this is so exciting!
And, y'all, and then I'm going to set the colostomy bag aside. And, y'all, it is now time. It is now time to read the name of the number three fan of the BFO for 2015.
Yes, Big Fatty.
The number three fan of the BFO for 2015 is... Ed from It's All About Me. And now, y'all, it is time to announce the name of the number two fan of the BFO, a very important position in case the number one fan is unable to complete their duties during the year. The number two fan will take over. And, y'all, here we go, the number two fan. The number two fan of the BFO for 2015 is... Gary Bearden.
Big Fatty, he lives in Phoenix.
No, I think he moved to Albuquerque.
Big Fatty.
Well, Gary, congratulations on being the number two fan of the BFO for 2015. Like I say, a very important position. And y'all, now, it is what we've all been waiting for.
Big Fatty, get to it.
The number one fan of the BFO for 2015 is...
Trucker Alex! Trucker Alex is the number one fan! That's lovely! Yes, that's just lovely!
Oh, dear Gussie! I hope he didn't go off the side of the road. Oh, dear Gussie! Well, y'all, it's time to get you out back to the big game, the second half of the big game. And y'all, don't forget, there'll be a brand new episode tomorrow morning in your iChurch.
Big Fatty Volga.
And once again, y'all, thank you so much for helping Big Fatty get to this milestone. We're starting year number 8, and we've got a great lineup of number one fans. But y'all, as we all know, you're all big fans of the BFO, and Big Fatty just adores reward you for that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like we do every year, we go back to episode number one. And if there's one thing we all need to remember, it's this.
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Nothing's changed in 8 years, Big Fatty. Not a thing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.